I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Whether you've already started your taxes or don't plan to think about them until April, make sure you know the signs of a tax scam. The IRS is one of the most impersonated organizations in reports to the BBB, especially during tax season. Scammers impersonating the IRS hope to get your personal information for tax identity theft or to trick you into paying them directly. Here's how scammers operate. By phone, someone pretending to be with the IRS calls you and requests personal information or payment, claiming you owe back taxes or that they're working on your refund. They may pressure you to act immediately and threaten you with arrest or fines if you don't comply. These scammers will go to great lengths to appear real, including giving a fake badge number, leaving official-sounding robocall messages, or setting up a fake caller ID that looks like it's from Washington, D.C. We also see these scammers operate by phishing. Scammers send messages by email, text, or social media claiming to be from the IRS. These messages link you to a fake IRS website to update your IRS e-file immediately. This is a ploy to get your personal information for tax fraud. Once they have your social security number or other personal information, scammers can commit tax identity theft by filing a tax return in your name and collecting your refund. If they get away with it, the results can be costly. Remember that the IRS first contact with you will be by mail, never by email, social media, or text message. Trust your gut if you receive a message that doesn't seem right. Tips to avoid tax identity thefts and scams. File early. Filing early reduces the chance that someone can steal your identity by filing your taxes before you do. Make sure you have all the relevant documents before you file. The IRS checklist can help you figure out what you might need. Know how scammers will ask you to pay. The IRS will never demand immediate payment, require a specific form of payment, or ask for credit card numbers or bank information over the phone. Never pay anyone asking for cryptocurrency, a wire transfer, or using a gift card. Protect your tax information. Store your documents in a secure location in your home or on a password-protected computer. As a general rule, don't give out your social security number unless absolutely necessary. For more information like this, visit krcu.org.